Hi friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now, everywhere you listen.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
This episode of the Sharon Tapes was made possible by our supporters on Patreon. Amber Maslanka, Christine Bryson, Holly Harmon, and Fennec Foxfire. If you'd like to support the show as well, please go to patreon.com/homesteadcorner. For as little as $1 a month, you get early access to ad-free versions of episodes, a special weekly behind-the-scenes podcast, and patron-only AMA live streams. Before we get started, this episode contains depictions of police violence, brief moments of body horror, and implied religiously motivated homophobia and discrimination. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places seeking rest. And finding none, he says, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he comes, he finds it swept and clean. Then goes he and takes with
him... Stop squirming, Kate. I can't concentrate.
What do you need to concentrate for? Melting his brain?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Look, if you hate it so much in here, you can just leave.
Like you actually want to be here either.
With this wicked generation. The scripture warns us against making a home for spirits where there should be none.
We could leave, you know.
When you sweep the home.
What?
Invite
we can just go.
The holy
Dad
God
won't make
in.
A fuss.
Do not leave your house swept and empty.
As if
open
I'm trying to learn something.
Courses of culture
come
and
with
spiritual
that.
Forces of evil. Indeed, even children of God may be possessed with unnatural spirits. Which is why Ephesians chapter 6, 11-13 reminds us to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, let's stand firm together, family. Let's stand and worship.
Thank you. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
On a remote island in frigid Lake Superior, a fabricated creature birthed from the mind of a disturbed genius stalks the very people who created it. Ancestor, by number one New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler, is a classic tale of science gone horribly wrong. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Telling me that I had this thing turned off for the last 5 minutes?
We record these now?
One of the new transparency initiatives the commission board has. Need to record every little... All right. I think I've got it working now.
You want me to take a look?
I said it's working, Tyler. I'm not a dinosaur.
Right. Of course.
Now, let's see. This is Chief Edgar Morrison, Oslo County Police Department, sitting down with Lieutenant Bill Tyler. Say hello, Bill.
Hello?
Annual performance review dated Wednesday, November 6th, 2019 at 2:35 p.m. Now, where were we? Yes. I was just complimenting you on your exemplary work this year, particularly in the last 6 months. Apologies for repeating myself to you, Bill, but I'd like to compliment you once again for your exceptional commitment and discretion in the aftermath of the Sheridan case. It's always unfortunate when things go wrong with one of our own, but you put your belief in this department on the line and it stood up to the test. That's admirable, especially when your own partner is involved. It's moments like that that really test an officer.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sure you've heard the saying that when the shit hits the fan, you don't rise to the level of your expectations. You fall to the level of your training.
I think so.
Well, I must say, you've had excellent training. You carried out all duties necessary to your station, and then some. You stuck with a difficult, personally challenging assignment for months. And then, when the worst-case scenario began to play out, you were right there, waiting to head it off. Loyal to the end. Believe me, I won't forget that.
I couldn't have done anything else, sir.
Besides that, I must say I've been very impressed with your work in the community this year. Your desire to extend charity and support to those who've suffered loss has set an example for the entire department. Mrs. Shandon last February, Ms. Smith last month, even the family members of the Templi Prophetum. It's all helped the people of Oslo County trust our department again. After everything that happened in Igat Shore, that's why I knew you should be the one to integrate LaRoe into our little family. I must say the quality of his work has improved remarkably since you've started working with him.
How is Ned, by the way? I haven't seen him all week.
He's fine. Just called in on Monday with a bit of a stomach bug. He'll be back to 100% in no time. So, Taking all of this into account, I'd say you've had an excellent year. But of course, I'd expect nothing less from you. You're an exemplary officer in all regards, and your record reflects that. Now, looking to the finer points of this review.
Chief, just a word.
Do you have something to add?
No, nothing to add, but it's more of a concern.
Well, all right. If you feel it can't wait.
No, it can't. And I want to get this on the record. It's about Ned and what happened at the bar last Saturday night.
Yes, of course. I really should have spoken to you about this earlier. Don't worry. Ned and I have discussed the matter, and it'll be dealt with.
You did?
Well, briefly, when he called in sick. You must understand how dangerous stress is in the life of an officer. Unavoidable, yes. Necessary, sometimes, but it's still our biggest weakness. Too much of it can make a person do and say things they'd never ordinarily consider. And when that happens, well, we just have to deal with it as quickly and as quietly as possible. Make sure it doesn't interfere with the job. I explained all of this to Leroux over the phone. He won't be having any more problems like this.
That's good to hear.
Is there something else you wanted to talk about?
It's just... Have we reached out to the manager at the bar yet? Or the bartender, for that matter? I mean, he looked pretty badly hurt.
Tyler, I appreciate your concern, but it's not something you should be worrying about. But, just to put your mind at ease, I checked in on the bartender. He'll be just fine. One night in the hospital, then straight home to his family.
I'm glad to hear it. But, shouldn't we release some kind of statement? I mean, there were a lot of people there who saw him do it, and I'm sure someone will realize who he was before too long.
Let's just keep the rest of this conversation off the record, all right?
Sir?
We won't be issuing any kind of statement, Tyler.
But
if there's one thing we need to avoid right now, it's giving the public the impression that we're at fault. Releasing a statement about a simple, honest lapse in judgment by one of our officers would do exactly that. You know how the press would run away with it just as well as I do. We threw the owner of the bar a little extra cash to cover lost revenue and any psychological damages endured. We've already done more than we need to in this situation, and he's agreed to let this drop.
But if
our work is essential to the public safety of over 25,000 people, if that wall starts to show any cracks... I gave you explicit instructions that I'm not... I see. Address? Thank you, Cecilia. Get on your coat, Lieutenant.
What's going on?
We just got another code gray. I'm taking you with me. South Juniper Lane. Here we are.
Are you sure this is the right place? I thought you said it was called in.
Father Timothy of the Oslo Diocese called it in, but he'd already left the scene when he called my office.
He called you directly? I thought people outside the department didn't know about code grays.
Well, normally they don't, but people who've been around as long as Father Timothy know they can call me when they encounter anything unusual. 3036, we're here. Greyhound to dispatch, 1023. Anything else from Father Timothy?
That's a negative, Greyhound. Proceed with caution.
10-4, over and out.
What should we be expecting?
Easy, Tyler. Nothing worse than what you've already dealt with this month. Just a possible demonic possession. But by the sound of it, they're nonviolent.
Possession?
What's wrong, Tyler? Don't have a pee allergy, do you?
Hilarious, Chief. I'm serious. What are we walking into?
All I know is that the individual in question called Father Timothy directly. He tried a few blessings and prayers, but they didn't seem to have any effect. I don't know quite what prompted him to call me, but he just said he'd done all he could, which I guess was a whole lot of nothing.
So, how do we handle this? Like a mental health call? Or?
Just follow my lead, Tyler. Oslo County Police Department. Father Timothy sent us. Hello, is anyone there? We just like to talk.
Come in.
Hello, my name is Chief Edgar Morrison, and this is Lieutenant Bill Tyler. We're here to help.
How are you now? Glad you finally made it.
You were expecting us? Did Father Timothy tell you we were coming?
We were expecting you. The other.
Are you in any danger? I'm sorry. The father didn't give us your name?
Of course he didn't. It would be easier to tell you all the names we have not had. Oh, let me turn this off.
There's a stack of mail on the counter. See if there's anything with their name visible. So, what seems to be the problem? You look like you're doing all right.
Problem?
Why did you call the diocese?
Oh. Because Chief Edgar Morrison, we wanted to see you. We did say as much.
Tyler. You got a name yet?
No. It's all mostly junk mail, sir.
You attach such importance to names. Flimsy little things. Yet so powerful.
Do you believe yourself to be in any danger at the present moment?
What an interesting question.
Have you done anything that might cause harm to yourself or others?
Not as such. Not as you're thinking. The only danger seems to come from the fury of others. When we help them see themselves, it tends to make them rather volatile. Speaking of which, would you like to take a seat?
Excuse me?
That couch over there is quite comfortable. We'll sit right here, across from you. Bill! Feel free to make yourself comfortable.
Sure. Thanks.
I'm sorry, but this is getting...
Please. We insist.
All right. Now what?
How close are you?
How close am I to what?
Oh, come now, Edgar. Feigning ignorance will get you nowhere with us.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you think the odds of it working are? Your equipment, your team, your own faculties. They're all a bit worn out, aren't they? Worn thin.
Keep pushing, and you'll see exactly how worn out I am.
You can hurt the one we speak through, but not us. Do you really think you can afford to hurt another member of the community? How much will your masters be willing to overlook before they start to tighten your leash?
You can't possibly know any of that.
And yet...
No matter what the commission board says, no matter how much they say, slash our funding. I will fight until my very last breath to protect those in my care. from whatever threatens them.
You will. Indeed.
Why did you call Father Timothy if you don't feel you're in danger?
We could not get to you. Not right away. So we got to him. We knew he was feeble-hearted, and that he would call on you when his will broke. You may want to check up on the Oslo Diocese. The shepherds are asleep, and there are wolves ready to their place.
Listen, if you're not afraid for your own well-being, then we should probably just... Oh, God.
There is fear where there is no danger, and danger where there is no fear. Bill Tyler. Remember that.
You're not... Look, we're not any danger to you. You can trust us. I promise. If you need help, we can reach out to some people and see what we can do. Maybe take you to a counselor who can help.
Tyler, close the blinds.
Sir? Yes, sir?
No. Don't get up. You look very comfortable sitting there.
How considerate of you.
Chief? What?
Let me do the talking, Bill. I'll ask you one more time. Why did you call us here? What do you want?
We wanted to warn you. To show you yourself. And what you will become. If you remain on this path. We wanted to offer you a meditation.
That's all you want, then say your piece and be done with it. I have more important things to be dealing with than your nonsense.
Chiske suo fatime mani. Chiske suo fatime mani. Chiske suo fatime mani.
Hands on your head. Now.
Chief,
stay out of this, Tyler.
We need a vessel to deliver this message. A tool for our mission. You understand that, don't you? Using people for your righteous crusade.
How much pain are you inflicting on your host?
We are comfortably sharing space. They needed help, and the father, the diocese, everyone, failed them, told them they were wrong. We're helping them to work through their demons, make peace with them.
I'm warning you, if you reach for my weapon again, I'll have no choice but to do
it.
You make one move, any move at all, and I'll send you back to the abyss you came from. Back to the drawing board.
Chief?
Oh, and you think this will help you? Turn this little battle in your favor? We are Legion, Edgar Morrison.
You've got a point. Maybe I just need to lock you up, put you in a hole, and throw away the key.
Edgar, put the gun away right now before...
Chief.
What are you doing?
Stay out of this, Tyler, or you're gone. You came here to deliver a warning, huh? Then tell me. I'm here, goddammit, so just say it!
We simply came here to show you. Your irrelevance. Your impotence. Your ignorance in the face of all you claim to understand. Fatima. Mane.
Morrison, Get off of him. Now.
I can't.
You've done enough. Get out of here. Wait for me in the car. Now.
Tyler, I...
Just go, Chief. It's all right. You can, I'm gonna help you up now, all right? Look, my weapon is secured, and I won't go for it. I promise. Then we can talk, okay? If you need me to call you a doctor, then I... What the hell?
Are they gone?
Yeah, I think they are.
Thank God. What the hell happened to my neck?
Here, let me help you.
No.
Listen, I'm sorry about that. Do you need anything?
You've done enough already. You and your friend. Please just leave. Please.
All right, but look, if you need anything...
I can take care of myself. Just go.
God damn it. Well, that was certainly something. Morrison, what the hell was that? Look, I respect you, and I respect your office, but Jesus Christ! Edgar, Jesus Christ, what's gotten into you? It's one thing to lose control around me, or, I don't know, Sam, but...
It was a danger.
They didn't have a weapon. They didn't threaten you. You pulled a gun on someone who was, I don't know... By all appearances, they were trying to give you some much-needed therapy, and you put a gun to their head. What is wrong with you? Look, whatever was going on with them, even if it was actually supernatural, it's over now. They calmed down and said they could take care of themselves now. They probably just wanted to talk, and now... They're fine. But I need to know if you are.
It just left. I'm sorry you had to see that, Bill. I let them get under my skin, and I'm... Thank you for de-escalating in there. Should have been me. But I was... I'm just glad you were able to take charge when I couldn't. But you're right to be disappointed in me. I'm disappointed. I've served this community for so long, I've been avoiding the issue. You were right.
About what?
What you said back in my office. There's something wrong with our department. First Bailey, then LaRoe. Now, this. And if I'm honest, Sam wasn't the first.
So what are we going to do about it?
I don't know yet. But I have to do something. I'm head of the department. I've trained more than half of the officers in Oslo County myself. I set the precedent for everything that happens in this town. And I need to do better.
I think that's a good place to start, sir.
Ah, God. I'm so ashamed of myself, Tyler. The stresses of this job can't be ignored, but
We can't let them control us. We have to lean on each other. Count on one another.
It's okay. I know you're better than this. I've seen you help so many people over the years. You're not a bad person. None of us are. We make mistakes, but we're not bad people. We just need to remember why we took this job in the first place. But you need to make sure that we can actually do the good we wanted to do. I know you can lead us to that place. And I want help.
Thank you for saying that, Bill. Thank you for still believing in me, even after... You're a good man, Bill Tyler.
We should probably get back to the station. I'll call this in on the way.
If you could just...
Sir?
I want to help the department get better, Bill. I really do. But I can't do it if this gets out to the public. We need to keep this quiet.
Understood, sir. I'll leave those details off my report.
And your body cam?
I'll make sure the footage is deleted, sir.
Alright, Sam Bailey here, recording at 11:27 p.m. on November 6th, 2019, from the home of Jerry Price. In attendance, Maria Soule, Kate Sheridan, and Bill Tyler.
Wow. It's, good to see all of you. I mean that. Really good to see... all of you.
Good to see you too, Bill.
Well then, let's get started. The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 45, Spiritus Mundi. Starring Jesse Steele as Bill Tyler, Sox Whitmore as the possessed host, Mike Kennedy as Edgar Morrison, Erin Neely Chaconis as Anna Sheridan, Virginia Spotts as Kate Sheridan, Carmina Manley as Dispatch, Maurice Cooper as Jerry Price, Trevor Van Winkle as Sam Bailey, and Almitola Lomas as Maria Soule. With original music by Jesse Hawken. Written by Virginia Spotts and produced by Trevor Van Winkle and Virginia Spotts and made possible by our supporters at patreon.com/homesteadcorner and at ko-fi.com/homesteadcorner. Visit theshardandtapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and connect with us on Twitter at @SheridanTapes and on Instagram at @TheSheridanTapes. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to
The Sheridan Tapes.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.